For more than 500 teachers across Northern California, this isn't a time for going back to school. It's the start of a whole new career. At least for some. Until recently, the dropout rate for beginning school teachers was surprisingly high.
National studies have shown the retention rate of new teachers was significantly low in the first 2 years of teaching. In fact, some of the studies showed a rate of 50%.
Corrine Muehlrauth is the regional director for the North Coast Beginning Teacher Program, a state-mandated mentoring program in California that she says has shown excellent results since it was launched in 2003.
Since they've put this induction program into place, the new teacher retention rate has gone up to 85% to 95% across the state.
The program, based regionally at the Sonoma County Office of Education, supports teachers in 6 North State counties, with additional internships in 3 others. It pairs new teachers with classroom veterans, such as Beth Kratipool, for ongoing mentoring all through the school year.
We meet monthly at a seminar and we practice different pieces, but then weekly we get together and talk. So just lots of conversations and reflections. How did that go today? Try this next step. How did that go? And just kind of that slow coaching throughout the year.
Mostly what's needed, she adds, is a combination of moral support and a few insider tricks of the trade.
I think it's different for each beginning teacher. Oftentimes it's classroom management, feeling comfortable with helping the students know the rules and the procedures and having that confidence that they're doing a good job.
You get a lot of feedback from your support provider.
Courtney Graves is a first grade teacher in Santa Rosa who completed the beginning teacher training program last spring.
And that feedback really builds your confidence as a teacher, gives you some constructive criticism, so you're allowed to look at your teaching practices and fine tune them for the students.
One lesson she's taken from the program, Graves says, has been effective multitasking in the classroom.
Sometimes an unexpected behavior will come up and you're like, okay, how do I deal with this? How do I keep the class doing their work while I deal with this student individually? Trying to find a balance between working individually with students while still teaching the entire class.
Other lessons emerge as well, adds Program Director Muehlrauth. Sometimes would-be teachers realize the job just isn't a fit for them. But the majority who carry on find it accelerates their ability to get comfortable and effective in the job.
Principals in the region have reported that teachers who go through the beginning teacher program after 2 years look like what previously were 5-year veteran teachers. So the rate of growth has accelerated as a result of the mentoring that's provided.
And Beth Kratipool adds, it's not just the younger teachers who benefit from the mentoring.
I go back into my own classroom and think, oh, I should try that. And you want to walk your talk. So you don't want to just say, oh, let's look at analyzing student work or do this assessment and not go back and do it yourself. So I think it encourages me to be a better teacher.
The beginning teacher training program is not elective. It's now required of all teachers hired in California with less than 2 years of prior classroom experience. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.